the lady's legate to Beryl. The Forvalaka was a sort of vampirous were-leopard, originally native to One-Eye's own home jungle, somewhere way down south. It had taken One-Eye a year to catch up with and have his revenge upon this one. "You're thinking about how hard it was to get rid of the limper," he said. His voice was thoughtful. I knew he was recalling something I thought he had put out of mind. "We were never certain that the Forvalaka which killed Tom-Tom was the Forvalaka that paid the price, because in those days the Taken Soul Catcher worked closely with another Taken called Shapeshifter, and there was evidence to suggest Shifter might have been in Beryl that night, and using the Forvalaka shape to assure the destruction of the ruling family so the Empire could take over on the cheap. If One-Eye had not avenged Tom-Tom on the right creature, it was far too late for tears. Shifter was another of the victims of the battle at Charm." "I'm thinking about Limper," I admitted. "I killed him at that inn, One-Eye. I killed him good, and if he hadn't turned up again, I'd never have doubted that he was gone."
"And no doubts about these?"
"Some.
You want to sneak out after dark and dig one of them up?"
"What's the point? There'll be somebody in the grave, and no way to prove it isn't who it's supposed to be."
"They were killed by other Taken, and by members of the Circle. That's a little different than getting worked on by a no-talent like you."
He meant no talent for sorcery.
"I know. That's what keeps me from getting obsessed with the whole mess, knowing that those who supposedly killed them really had the power to do them in." One-Eye stared at the ground where once a cross stood with the Forvalaka nailed upon it. After a while, he shivered and came back to now.
"Well, it doesn't matter now. It was long ago, if not very far away.
And far away is where we'll be if we ever get out of here."
He pulled his floppy black hat forward to keep the sun out of his eyes, looked up at the tower. "We were being watched."
"Why does she want to go with us? That's the one I keep coming back to. What's in this for her?"
One-Eye looked at me with the oddest expression. He pushed his hat back, put his hands on his hips, cocked his head a moment, then shook it slowly.
"Croaker, sometimes you're too much to be believed. Why are you hanging around here, waiting for her, instead of heading out, putting miles behind?"
It was a good question, and one I shied off any time I tried to examine it.
"Well, I guess I kind of like her and think she deserves a shot at some kind of regular life. She's all right, really."
I caught a transient smirk as he turned to the unmarked grave.
"Life wouldn't be half fun without you in it, Croaker. Watching you bumble through is an education in itself. How soon can we get moving? I don't like this place."
"I don't know. A few more days. There are things she has to wrap up first."
"That's what you said."
I'm afraid I got snappish. "I'll let you know when." When seemed never to come. Days passed. Lady remained ensnared in the web of the administrative spider. Then the messages began pouring in from the provinces in response to edicts from the tower. Each one demanded immediate attention. We had been closed up in that dread place for 2 weeks.
"Get us the hell out of here, Croaker," One-Eye demanded. "My nerves can't take this place.